This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
Because this is Africa. This time for Africa.
This Time for Africa is how Shakira sang Waka Waka, the official anthem of the 2010 World Cup. A fitting refrain because the world's biggest sporting event that time was held in South Africa.
So it's also fitting that while Shakira provided the star power, the real musical talent behind Waka Waka is the South African group Freshly Ground.
Freshly Ground boasts members from South Africa, Mozambique, and Zimbabwe. The World Cup was just a start for them. They also released their fourth album, Radio Africa, last year, and took on topics more controversial than soccer. This track is called Chicken to Chain.
Chicken to Change is upbeat for sure, but it has a serious political message. The music video intersperses images of the band with famous African political figures represented by puppets. Among them, Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe. The video suggests he's too chicken to change, too chicken to know when to let go of power. So great, so infectious. Turns out Robert Mugabe doesn't have much of a sense of humor. Freshly Ground's travel visa to Zimbabwe was revoked 1 month before their scheduled concert. But we're happy to report that two of their members are in our studio right now, and all seven members will definitely be performing tonight in Boston at the Brighton Music Hall. So let me welcome Josh Hawks. He's the bassist and singer of Freshly Ground, and he's right here. Josh, welcome to Radio Boston.
Hi, guys.
And Zolani Mahola, the lead vocalist of Freshly Ground, is here as well. Welcome.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Well, it's really great to have you. Your music is so much fun. And before we talk about it in particular, let me start with, I've traveled in Southern Africa a couple of times, and it didn't matter where I went. It didn't matter how dire the political situation seemed to be. It didn't matter. I was there before Mandela was in power and after. I saw incredible poverty in Zimbabwe. No matter where I went in South Africa or Zimbabwe, the energy of this music was just infectious. What explains that from that part of the world? Josh, let me start with you.
I don't know. People like to express themselves. They like to dance. There's some joy in I guess when you have little, you make the most of what you got, and there's a joyousness that comes in Africa with music and dancing.
It's really true. Zolani, do you want to add to that?
Yeah, no, I pretty much agree with Josh. I mean, it's true what you're saying about Zimbabwe. I mean, we've been banned a little bit. We've been banned a lot, not a little bit. Yeah, we've been banned. But before the banning, we, you know, going over there and things were really, really horrible. Political situation, food in the shops was scarce. You know, it was just really, really bad. But people were really quite positive still. Mm. It was amazing to experience that. And I don't know. I guess it's just an innate thing.
Well, it's a wonderful thing. The music part of it is just a wonderful thing to experience. Were you surprised by Zimbabwe's reaction?
No.
No.
No, it was about 12 hours after our video came out where we sort of spoofed Mugabe with a latex puppet from a company in South Africa, the ZA News. I think it was literally 12 hours after the video came out.
Yeah, at the end of the video, he turns into a chicken.
Yes.
Yes, yeah. So, I mean, I guess he didn't like that.
The way we interpreted in the intro that we read, is that sort of the message that you're too chicken to change, that you're literally pack up and move out, pal, have the courage to do that?
I'd say so, yes.
Yeah.
Symptomatic of a few, sort of, there's a handful left in Africa, post-liberation leaders who've hung on to power, replicating the sort of old colonial model and encouraging them to move on.
Let's listen to another track from your latest CD, Radio Africa. This is called Working Class.
It's the working class, but she ain't got nowhere.
Great stuff. She is the working class, but she has no work. So you like political subjects. I mean, the music always sounds upbeat, but serious political discussions here.
Yeah, certainly with this album, with this latest album, this is our fourth album that we've produced in about 4 years. Six years or so. And I think more so we're kind of finding our voice and kind of and being able to express more the things that are close to our hearts with this album much more than other ones.
Your music often categorized or sort of part of this broad category called Afropop. Are you comfortable with that categorization, or does it limit? You're both sort of, you know, not looking really happy with that description.
If
Josh,
people come to the gigs and buy the records, it's okay. You know, we'll be happy with it.
Yeah,
it's okay. It's hard. It's hard. We're a difficult group to pigeonhole, to stick in the rack. So we've had a few labels, but you know, the Afropop thing. If people come to the gigs, it seems to be working. We had a really great show in Central Park yesterday, and our Facebook members are climbing daily. So, you know, it's okay.
That's okay. But Zolani...
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure that people who have come to the gigs and seen us perform or have listened to the music would call it Afropop. It's really just a blend of things, and you really need to listen to the music and make your own decision.
I want to just ask you both about this appearance 2 years ago at Radio City Music Hall. You appeared with Stevie Wonder, Aretha Franklin. This was to mark one of Mandela's birthdays. That must have been an extraordinary event. That was your first time to the States, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it was.
So tell us about that.
We were there to perform, and we landed up... The organizers said, "Are you the a cappella group from South Africa?" We landed up being a sort of backing singing group standing in front of the Soweto Gospel Choir.
Wow.
and the house band. And we sang the Johnny Clegg Asimonganga Mandela song with his son. And Aretha Franklin came on after, and then we all landed up for the finale. Stevie Wonder singing Happy Birthday to Mandela. It was a very special experience for all of us. It was great, yeah.
Zolani, that rates sort of right up there.
I mean, Stevie Wonder, he's our hero. You know, yeah. I mean, myself and Josh, he's definitely one of those iconic figures, and we love him, so it was incredible.
Well, let's listen to another track, and please correct me. I'm going to make an attempt at the pronunciation. Wali Falalagazi?
It's close. Wali Palaligazi.
Palaligazi.
Spilled
okay.
the blood.
Let's listen to that. Zolani, very beautiful. What language are we listening to?
You're listening to Xhosa.
Xhosa, and that is spoken...
It's spoken in South Africa.
Right.
It's one of the 11 official languages.
And tell us about the song. What's it about?
The song is about... It means you spilled the blood, and it really was directed at the government, I suppose, that has come after Mandela and kind of the dream of Mandela and the dream of the Rainbow Nation and this unity kind of seemed to get a bit mired, and so this was kind of a response to growing calls about corruption in the government and things, and you know, just kind of the breakdown.
Well, let's transition if we can, talking to the studio right now, and go out on one last track. This is Fire Is Low from your fourth and latest album, Radio Africa. And let's listen to that and then come back and say goodbye. So that's Fire Is Low from Freshly Ground's album Radio Africa. And we've been speaking to Zolani Mahola as well as Josh Hawks, the lead vocalist and the bassist for Freshly Ground. Thank you both so much for coming.
No, I'm not the lead vocalist. I'm the background warbler. She's the lead vocalist.
Right.
And the guys in the car listening outside are going to enjoy that.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you very much, both of you, for coming in.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.